Talking about Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, and actually there's going to be a couple of halachas that are going to get shvuas. It's Hashkacha Pratis that the one that we actually get to talk about these halachas. We could have gotten up to it any time about the halachas staying up all night and all that. And of course, for some of us that stay up all night and we just can't get our heads out of the Rashba, and we just like end up, it's nagia more often than just shvuas. But for some of us, there was definitely mornings. Especially during Yavamas, there were definitely consistently mornings that I remember in Yeshiva in Lakewood, Reb David Shustel would come in and say, "Could someone even like see me break the Torah or whatever?" Yeshiva, he was here, But anyway, so we're talking about the Halachos Netilas Yadayim. So just to chazal the Yisoidus, which I think is mordik to get the clarity in it, because it's very confusing. If you hear all these things, you don't really know what's going on. There's a din of Netila for Ruach Ra, for that evil spirit we discussed last week, over the hands. And that's the Zohar. And that's the Indian of Ruach Ra. Then there's the din of Netilas Yadayim Shacharis, which is mentioned in the Gemara, which is for Tefillah. And in that, there's two shitas. There's the Rashba and the Rosh. The Rashba says it's l'kavod that we become new people, and we have a new mission today, like a Kohen Gadol has to wash his hands. And then there's the Indian of the Rosh, that mistum in the morning, you woke up and you touched parts of your body, you got to wash your hands for Netila. Now it would come out according to the Rosh, that really you should wash your hands before Mincha. If you went to the bathroom before Mincha, you should wash your hands before Mincha as well. We don't paskin that way. But that's what the Rosh would be mashma. We don't paskin that way. So, lahalacha, we do not make a bracha based on the Netila for Ruach Ra at all. We only make the bracha for the Netila for Tefillah, and even that, we only make a bracha when we're choshesh for both shitas, the Rashba and the Rosh. So you can't make a bracha only for the Rashba, and that's why we don't make a bracha before Mincha. But you can't make a bracha only for the Rashba, and we'll see where that comes in. Okay? Now, just to bring out, like we said, a few basic nafkaminas is when do you have the netil for Ruach Ra, and when don't you have the netila? Let's say you sleep during the day. So we said that's a suffix. It's a suffix in the Mechaber. If you have to wash your hands when you sleep during the day, is there Ruach Ra? There's no Ruach Ra. Either way, you would not make a bracha because it's only the netil for Ruach Ra. Question here. There's no tefillah, but you would only make a bracha for the Ruach Ra. You would only make a netil for the Ruach Ra, and that's a suffix, okay? So, that's mentioned in... Sif Tezvav Yoshin Bayoim Yeshli Histapik in Tzarech Laras Mayim Aleim. Okay, so that was the background that we said. Now getting back into the Netila for Tefillah, the Rashba versus the Rosh. Okay, so there are quite a few nafkaminas between the Rashba and the Rosh, just to understand. Now, one other very important nafkamina is let's say a person gets up early and they have to daven early, so they wash their hands before Alois HaShachar. They wash their hands and they go to shul. They daven, fine. So they made the bracha on the Netilas Yadayim. You're allowed to make the bracha on the Netilas Yadayim before Alois HaShachar. Because it has nothing to do with Alois HaShachar. It has to do with either that you're up for the day, or it has to do with that you're getting ready to daven. That's the bracha. So you have both of them. So you get up at 5 in the morning, wash your hands, you go to shul, daven, you make a bracha l'kul yam.
Why is that a problem?
It's a problem because there's a shaila that maybe the Ruach Ra comes to the hands by Alois HaShachar. At the end of the night is when the Ruach Ra kind of is nitfas on the hands. So therefore, you still didn't yoytze the netila for Ruach Ra.
That's
a suffix. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. There's a tzad that it comes from the night itself. That's why either way, if you're up all night or if you sleep during the day, you have to wash. So now it's a suffix whether there's still Ruach Ra on your hands. So after davening, you should wash your hands again as Ruach Ra. But you don't make a bracha because it's only Ruach Ra. Okay, so that would be a very, very interesting nafkamina.
So wait, technically you should be able to be even washing during davening.
You can even wash during davening, right? Correct, because you're not making a bracha anyway. Right? I think that Dr. Zemel told me that Rabbi Groner al-Hashom said that by the Nates meaning, if you're up early, and you come early to Nates, and you wash and everything before Alois, And then you start davening, you should wash again, either during davening or middle psukah dezim, whatever, what, by the time Alois hits, you should wash your hands again, without a bracha. So that's this halacha. So again, for tefillah, we don't care about the ruach ra necessarily. Okay? So that's just to clarify that. Now, here's the big shaila.
If we say it's a ruach ra, so should you have to wait to make the bracha till after?
No, because the bracha is not, the bracha that we make is not for the tefillah and ruach ra. Okay? So that's the breakdown. Once you have the breakdown, then you can break, then you, the halacha becomes easier to work with. Now, let's see, what are the nafkaminas between the Rosh and the Rashba? So we said a few. Okay, the main one is, when do you make the bracha? Now this is very negeah for a big masmidim that come to learn in the morning before davening, that, you know, have a chavrusa early in the morning.
Don't learn the rest of the day.
So here's the question. When does a person, Lamaisa, make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim according to the Rashba and the Rosh? So the answer is, a person gets up in the morning, you wash Negel Vasser. At that point, you still can't make any brachas at all because you still have to go to the bathroom and all that. You go to the bathroom, you come out of the bathroom, you wash Negel Vasser, you get dressed, you wash again. At that point, you're going to say Asher Yatzar, because you just went to the bathroom. You're going to say Elokai Neshama, probably. And you're going to say, will you say Al Netilas Yadayim? So Pashtus, you should. Pashtus, you should say Al Netilas Yadayim. And that is mentioned right away. The first Sif in Sif Da, in Simin Dalet, Yirchatz Yadav V'Yivarech Al Netilas Yadayim, right when you wake up. It's also mentioned again in Sif Simin Vav. Okay. Yesh noyagin lahamtin levarach al netilas yadayim at boim lebeis hakneses. And some say, and Rama says, no, misha mevarach mevesa levarach lebeis hakneses. You should do it one place, etc. Now, here's the, and b'nei svar lenoagu kein, and the Mishnah Berurah says like that. So that means you should not wait to say the bracha in shul, because like every mitzvah, you're going to wash now, then go to shul and say the bracha in shul. You don't put on your tefillin and then go to shul and make a bracha on them. So why would you wash at home and then make bracha on Tzias Adayim in shul? It's too long of a hefsek. Okay, I'm saying, but you don't make a bracha, you don't wash until Tzias Adayim and then get to shul and then make a bracha in shul. What's the shaykhis? And not only that, this you have no excuse because it's mafurish. It says, Yesh noegim lahamtim levarach al Tzias Adayim ad boyam lebeis haknesses. Yesh noegim. Ubnei sfarad loinagu kein. So bnei sfarad loy noagu kein. So he said, and the Mishnah Berurah says that's the ikar minig. Well, haskamas ha'achroinim lina kanchi sfar. That's simin vav sivkat and tes. So he said that's what you should do it at home. Now here's the big shayla. That's in simin vav sivkat and tes. You see there in sif beis in simin vav. This is brought down. When do you make the bracha? And it says there some waited till they get to shul. And
now let's
open it. See, it's a tupa. It's also, yeah. So, and then it says that no, you should rather do it at home. Now here's the bam kash on this. Frekt the chayadam. Now this chay, I'm all over the place a little bit, but the chayadam, which is brought down in this long bir halacha. On the first Bir Halacha and Simin Dalet, not the first one, yeah, the first Bir Halacha and Simin Dalet, which is on page 16. So the whole Bir Halacha here brings down the Chayadim's Kasha. The Chayadim's Kasha is as follows. So what are we saying in Simin Vav? We're saying that you should go ahead, wash the Tzilas Yadayim, go to the bathroom, then wash again, say Asher Yotzer, and Al Netilas Yadayim. And this way, right? The question is, that makes a lot of sense if you want to be Yotze, the Rashba. Because if you want to be Yotze, the Rashba's opinion, then you got up in the morning, you're a new Beria Chadasha, you make a bracha. Okay, but according to the Rosh, it has to do with tefillah. So you should forget, maybe only do it in shul. So he says, okay, maybe we're talking about a guy that's going straight to shul to daven, and he's ready to daven. Okay, fine. What about somebody that's going to, for whatever reason, have to wash his hands again before davening? Let's say he knows his nature is, he's having a coffee, And he's gonna, he's not davening, he got up early, he's gonna learn a little, he has a seder, he has a coffee, this, that. By the time he gets to daven, he's gonna have to go to the bathroom again. Or he, right? And he's, so he's gonna have to wash his hands again before davening. So now's a big problem. So when do you make the bracha? Alts the Rashba, I was Yotze Manatila in the morning. Alts the Rosh, I'm only Yotze Manatila with the second one I do in shul. No, you know, because we don't pass. We pass. You don't make a bracha every time you go to the bathroom. You don't make a bracha when you don't make it on the test night by mincha if you go to the bathroom. So you have to have both shittas. So how are you going to be yotze both shittas? So if you make a bracha right away by the Rashba, you can't. You're not yotze like the Rosh. If you're going to make a bracha like the Rosh, but you can't make the bracha according to the Rashba because you were yotze 10 minutes. You were yotze an hour ago on the netila you did in the morning. This is not the Rashba's netila anymore. Because this is the second Atila. So this is the Chai Adam's problem.
They're making the bracha right away.
What? Chai Adam's stuck. He doesn't know what to do. So Chai Adam basically... So, what Tanai? You're getting lumdish now. You can't make a bracha because there's no Tanai. Either you're going to have both or one.
If you do it Friday when it's still, you know...
Then you don't make a bracha tonight.
So you say that
if I don't go to the bathroom, if I don't have to go to the bathroom again, so then I'm going to be yotze according to the Rosh and the Rashba. And you're going to make the bracha. It doesn't work because Lamaisa, there's no Tanai. At the end of the day, when you're going to wash again, that second one is done according to the Rashba. It was not necessary. So therefore, if a person is going to go basically straight to Davin, they should make the bracha at home with the Asher Yotzar right away. What? So then it's miyad. You're yotzei until the time of the Rosh. You're yotzei until the time of the Rashba, and you're doing it right away in the morning, and you're not gonna have to wash again.
And going to shul is not a hefsek, and you can do it at home or at shul.
No. Go to the shul is not a hefsek between the netila and the davening, but it would be a hefsek between the netila and the bracha. So in other words, you can't wash at home and then make the bracha in shul, but you can wash and make the bracha at home and then go to shul, and that's not a hefsek in the
rat. And for davening
at home. Correct. That's the point. So if you're washing right away and you're not going to have to wash again when you get to shul, so you have in mind, I'm washing for the Rashba, I'm washing for the Rosh, this is my netila for shul, and don't wait to shul to make the bracha, because why are you waiting so long? Make the Asher Yotzer now, make the netila sadaim now. The problem is, for the people that learn morning kolel, and they have their geshmak of coffee or whatever, and they're going to have to go to the bathroom again, or whatever, the Messiah Das from the Netila, and they're going to have to wash their hands again before davening. So what do they do? So the Alacha comes up with an Eitzel like this. He says you should not make the bracha at home. You should make the bracha when you wash your hands before davening, and you'll be yotzei the Rosh. How are you going to be yotzei the Rashba?
You've been up for two hours.
So he says, because really, according to the Rashba, this bracha of Netilas Yadayim is about the part of the Seder Hayoyim. Hashem gave me the opportunity to get up in the morning and to serve Him. It's part of the Birka. It could be put in together with the Seder of the Birkas HaShachar. Pukeach Ivrim, Noisin Lasech Vivina, and all of the Birkas HaShachar that you thank Hashem for the daily things. One of the daily things is that I'm a Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm a Beri HaKadosha, so therefore I can make an Alantiyah Sadaim. I'm the Seder of the Birkas HaShachar. So therefore he wants to say that doesn't work in the Rosh, because in the Rosh it's a specific thing about getting ready for David. But in the Rashba's world, you could be misadar it. I don't know if it's the Chai Adam or the Mishabura himself. But this is the Mishabura's Eitza. So the Mishabura says,
let's give you a whole new tahir in the bracha itself. And it's not connected to waking up, it's connected to the tefillah.
It's part of getting up, but it's more. He's not saying such a big chiddush, because really, when we learn, when we get up to a mitzvah, Hashem, Shal Tova, Simen Mem Vav, okay? So in Simen Mem Vav, it says that really, you're supposed to make the Birkas HaShachar as you get up in the morning.
Right.
You get up in the morning, put on shoes, then Shal Sali Kol Tzarki. You put on you get out of bed, or you say Yisrael Bevura, whatever. We put in your belt. So I put on my belt an hour ago, and now I'm making the bracha. How does that work? Because Chazal said, if you experience that hanah, then you can misadder all the brachas together, and you're yoytze. So he's saying the alam tzias adayim can also be put into that batch. Even though I experienced it earlier, I could put it tzias adayim together. So therefore, what you got to do is, according to this,
you got to have tremendous amount of shoving when you say those brachas then, because you have to tie it back to the
to the right. So that's why we have the Sunday night shir to be able to understand the brachas hashachar, and then we have the halacha shir. So I'm saying, so what will come out would be halacha lemaisa is someone that learns before davening and has a long span of time, and they're not going straight from home to daven. So then they should wash at home and all that, but they shouldn't make a bracha. They should come to shul, learn whatever. Then when they go out again, they should make sure they're chayv in netil sidaim again, like go to the bathroom or touch something dirty or whatever. Then they wash. And then they can come into shul and say al netil sidaim and all the brachas hashachar together. And then you yoytze all the shitas. You yoytze the Rashba and the Rush. This is the bir halacha's etza of how to do this. Okay? So
say let's say you touch your shoe and if dirt gets on your hand.
For this, it's good enough, I think. Okay, so this would be the eitz of how to be yoytze all the shittas of the tilas yadayim. Okay, now just taking this a step further is.
Person gets up at their kids' Shabbos morning. Gets up at 6 o'clock.
He's
not going to
shul
until 9 o'clock.
I shouldn't say how he says done yet. Right. Now, if you're mechanech your kids, I know kids are somehow, they learn in school, they get up in the morning, they watch Shabbat, sound until nine. Because for the kids, the maestro, there's what to be soymechan to do that. It's not like you have the Rashba, so it's not a brachal vatala. I mean, for sure not. You have the Rashba to be soymechan. Anyway, I don't know if they're davening more than that anyway. So, you know, but for everyone.
So why not say all the brachos then? Just wait until the morning and wash this down and say all the brachos.
Because then you're going to lose that the rush.
Which part of davening do you think you should pass here?
You're saying that there's a svar, the main brachas hashachar is like davening. So therefore, maybe for the rush, I think he's connected to the ikar davening, the shmoneh esrei. Okay, so you're going to lose the rush by doing that. That's the problem. You're going to now the Vilna Gaon's shita is that you make a bracha before shachar, smilch, and ma'ariv. So therefore, the Vilna Gaon doesn't have this whole problem because according to the Vilna Gaon, he holds out the rush alone. You can make a bracha, but we don't pass it like that Vilna Gaon. Okay. Now, another place that you find this nafkamina of halach.
Sure, they don't.
Correct. Now, another, that halacha brought that down. Okay? Another nafkamina between the Rashba and the Rosh is going to be coming up Shavuos, is a person who's up all night. Okay, so if you're up all night, so now let's go through all the sfeikas. As far as the Tila Sedayim for Ruach Ra is concerned, we said it's a suffix. Because some say the Ruach Ra comes because of the sleep, and some say the Ruach Ra comes because the night leaves, and the night is a little bit of like a deathly Zman, and the Ruach Ra leaves your hands, and it still gets trapped there at the end of the morning. So therefore, there's a suffix on the Ruach Ra, and then so that's one suffix. Now there's a suffix, can you make it all together? Are you Mechuyev in the Tila Sedayim? According to the Rosh, there's no Chiyev in the Tila Sedayim, you're up all night. You know where your hands were. Yeah, but you're gonna daven. But according to the rush, the whole thing is that your hands got dirty for the davening. But my hands aren't dirty.
What?
Okay. Okay. Good. So if you're gonna go, good. But I'm saying according to the rush.
If you just tomorrow, if you go to the rush, why should make a difference if you sleep? If you went to the bathroom since tomorrow,
I washed my hands for that already. I learned another 3 hours since then, so I'm not mechuyev now to wash again for davening. Yeah, I know that. That's an eitzim. I'm saying out to the being up all night and going to daven, out to the rush. It's not the same thing as sleeping all night and davening. Because right?
Why is there a chiyuv for mincha according to the rush? It's only if you have to go to the bathroom.
No, correct. According to the rush, if you went to the bathroom and go to mincha, you would have to wash with a bracha.
If you went to the bathroom 2 hours before mincha, so then you wouldn't ever make a bracha according to the rush for mincha.
Right, Machaira, I think.
You want to make the rough have to go to the bathroom. You want to make the rough kind
of. I think so. Right, I think so. Yeah. So now.
The whole svara for mincha is that even when you're not asleep,
That's why, but you don't make a bracha on that. I'm saying, so the ma'isa according to the Rosh, there's no chiyuv netila mitzad atzma to make a bracha. According to the Rashba, then it's a suffix.
It's the same.
But it's definitely Pashtus is Pashtus according to the Rashba. You should. It's a new day. It's a new bria. But that only fits with this idea.
Same idea.
Right. It's the same idea as
it's the same thing.
So why should it be? Why shouldn't it be indefinite?
According to the Rashba.
Rashba, the same subject. That is it. The day Alos creates a bria chadasha when you slept or not, or whether it's tali and sleeping. It's the same svar by the Ruach Ra. Is it tali in sleeping, or is it tali in Alos?
See, according to the Rashba, you would be mechuyev in Netilas Yadayim because it's a new day. It's a new day, and it's also a new takana. Like we said, it's like the Birkas HaShachar. So even someone that didn't experience that, you're not wearing a belt, so you don't say Oyzei Shalva Gvura, right? No, because Lo Plov Garabanan, and the world experiences this Hana, and therefore you make a bracha. So just like we said before in the Chayadam, in the Mishnah Berurah Zavana, is that the bracha of the Rashba is more like a Birkas HaShvach. It's like a Birkas HaShvach almost. So therefore, you could make it in the morning even if you didn't go to sleep. So let's break it down. It dies up all night. So therefore, according to the Ruach Ra, it's a suffik. According to the Chiyah for Tefillah, it's also a suffik. Because if you, according to the Rosh, there's no Chiyah Natil. According to the Rash, but there is. So therefore, a person would make a Natil without a bracha. However, what the Eitzah is given, is that a person can go to the bathroom right before davening. If it's after Alos, he goes after Alos, and he goes to the bathroom, then if he washes his hands, he's mechuyev in a bracha according to all the shittas. Because after Alos, he got rid of the Ruach Ra, at least on the suffix that there's a Ruach Ra. He has the Rosh, because he just went to the bathroom, and he's going to wash, and he has the Rashba, because it's a new day, at the end of the day, right? So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sifkat on Lamed, he says, in Sif Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Im haya ne'or kol halayla. If he's up all night. Im haya ne'or kol halayla. Yesh lehistapek im tzarech lito yodav shachris lehispalel ulahav ruach ra. V'yitlein b'loi bracha. So he explains in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, because it's a suffix, if it's the Rashba, the Rosh, etc. Then he says it, the second to last line, in Sifkat al-Lamed, okay? In Sifkat al-Lamed there, he says, V'chol zeh b'loi osa tzrochav, if you didn't go to the bathroom, avalim osa tzrochav k'ed matzvila, haskoma sa'achroinim, t'bezeh tzorach lito yad v'ulivarech, v'chein nochon lasois l'chadchila b'mishneir kol alayla, k'goin b'loi al shavuos, yas tzrochav yatil mayim, go to the bathroom, g'doyim r'ktanim, sh'oz l'kuli alma, yischayiv l'varech. So now we tend to have someone be moitzias in the al netilas yadayim. But according to this, you would not have to if you went to the bathroom after alois.
The kol starts shachris by alois.
No, a little after.
A little after, give a chance for people. Right. What about the Mishnah on Prima Gadim that says that on Shavuos you can daven already before alois?
No. So still, even if you're going to daven before,
so now you have a problem because
no, because even if you're going to daven, no, you're right. But no, then you're going to have the other din of the guy that wakes up before Alos that we said. You can make a bracha according to the Rashba and the Rosh. All you don't have is the Ruach Ra. So the Ruach Ra, it doesn't affect your bracha.
You learned all night and you started davening before Alos.
So what? But who cares? So according to the Rashba, it's a new day.
It's, no, it's before Alos.
No, it's a good enough day to start davening Shacharis. So if it's not good enough to die, if it's good enough to daven Shacharis, it's good enough for this.
Because you're saying once we're going to set the Shavuos,
yeah, it's a new day basically. You know, you're allowed to already start the new service of tomorrow. So okay. I'm allowed to do the Rashba's Netila. I'm allowed to do the Rosh's Netila because it's so Alois doesn't come into the Brach of Netila Sadaim. Teretz is in Mil Kriyashma when it hits Alois, you're going to have to go wash. That's the Ruach Ra. But that you make a bracha for that Ruach Ra anyway. And the Ruach Ra doesn't affect your ability to say brachas and daven.
Cover your eyes by Kriyashma.
You can't touch your eyes according to this, but you could daven, right? So that would be the pshara, right? So the Alois doesn't come in. Yeah, I'm saying, apparently this Prima Gadim is well known in this community, but I'm saying, it's a shtick of big chiddush.
Well,
I'm saying, I understand.
earliest meeting in town.
Listen, I'm being recorded. I'm not saying anything. That was so the same would apply if you get up early before Alois in general. That's what we said. Someone gets up early before Alois, so you would have the same schesben, that you could do all your netilas for davening before Alois. You'll be out to the rash, but you'll be out to the rush. You could make a bracha, and then later on in the day, before you touch your breakfast, you should wash for the ruach ra. And that means, by the way, it's clear, according to this, that the ruach ra has nothing to do with learning and davening. That means you're allowed to continue learning and davening, even if you have ruach ra on your hands. It has nothing to do with davening and learning. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is a person who's learning leil shavuos, and all of a sudden, it becomes alois. So some people get all worked up. Okay, I have to go wash my hands now, and waste 20 minutes of their learning to go wash their hands and hack around. And wait around. So hop around another piece of cheesecake before alois, and then wash your hands. So lemaisa, it's clear that's not true. A person is allowed to daven and learn with ruach ra on their hands, as long as their hands are clean. Ruach ra doesn't affect davening and learning. It's first in Mishabur a few places. Okay, so that's the nafkaminas over here. Okay, now, that's I think the nafkaminas over here of this. Okay, now by the way, I looked it up clearly. We spoke last week about, does it work to just keep your hands under running water for as long as it would take to it's like three gushes of running water. So the Prima Gadin, we should bring that in and says you have to put your hands in and out. But if you put your hands in and out, then it works for all the dinim, because your hands are clean. You have the rash from the rash, and even for Ruach Ra, it says Bidyevi, you don't need a kli. Bidyevi, you don't need a kli. On and off is for Koyach Gavra, and there's no din Koyach Gavra necessarily by Ruach Ra. It doesn't.
For
eat. Maybe there's a tzad that turning it on makes a karech gavra. But for ruach ra, you don't need that.
You just need 3 times.
You need 3 times.
River.
Karech gavra is for netil for suda. I mean, lechatchila, you should have karech gavra also. There's a sif over here in Sif Zion. It says, "Toiv lahakbe b'netila sidaim shachris b'chol hadvar ma'akve b'netila sidaim l'suda." But it's not ma'akiv. He says koyach gavra and a kli. All these things are not ma'akiv, but it's still lechatchila. You should be zoyer on them for the ruach ra as well. But if you don't have, you don't have. No. The koyach gavra means that the water is coming onto you from koyach gavra.
I understand that. I'm saying it. Put your hand up in the
screen,
so you're getting the water from the top instead of the water down, and
also the cover. That sounds like that's what he said. Okay, that's a little. I don't know. It's a shugach chiddush to me, but I hear it.
Why is it necessary for a suda?
Suda has halachas. What's called the tias design for suda?
The water is getting onto you. Seconds earlier,
the Koyach Gavra seems to me.
What? No, but he said you bring your hand up. He said that makes you.
The Koyach Gavra usually is understood to mean that creates the stream of water, not that the relationship to that you have to the water. But I hear. So now let's get into the end of the simon over here. I think that covers pretty much all the halachas. It's a little complicated. You know, a little simon about Netil Sidaim can be a little complicated, you know? Now, at the end of the simon, he goes on to discuss different things that have a ruach ra. Different things that there's ruach ra, and you're supposed to wash your hands to protect yourself from ruach ra, from all these things. So what are they? The first one is... is Elu Dvarm Tzichim Netila B'mayim, all the way at the end of the simon. Hakom Mehamita, you wake up in the morning, that's what we've been talking about. Vayoytze Mi Beis HaKisei, someone that goes out of the bathroom. So that means, Mishnah Berurah says, it means even if you didn't go to the bathroom, you didn't use the bathroom, you just go into the bathroom, then the Beis HaKiseh itself has a Ruach Ra.
You want to brush your teeth.
You want to brush your teeth, whatever.
That's
now what did... Yeah, well, similar, right, right. We discussed this about talking and all that, right. So now the question is, so how does this affect us, Lagabi, our bathrooms today? Does our bathrooms today have this Ruach Ra? And if so, how does it affect our halachas? So there's a few halachas where you find the place can talk about a Beis HaKiseh. One of them is that the halach of a Beis HaKiseh, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema on a Beis HaKiseh. Even if there's no Tzoya there. There's nothing there right now, but it's a Beis HaKiseh. It's miyuchad for those shimushin. So therefore, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema there. So there's something called a Beis HaKiseh Parsoi. Beis HaKiseh Parsoi was that they made like a hole in the ground, and it was like diagonal, and everything would roll straight out. So that Beis HaKiseh Parsoi, since the soya, the dirt never stayed in the bathroom, so you were allowed to say Kriya Shema in that room. Even though people would sit down and reveal themselves, and they would, you know, go to actually use the bathroom there, but since the soya didn't stay in the room, it goes out. So therefore, the Chazon Ish has a suffix. What about our bathrooms? Chora. So Chazon Ish has a suffix. He says our bathrooms, in a way, they're like that, but in a way, they're worse because until you flush it, it's still there. So it does. He says it's not like a Beis HaKiseh Parsoi. It's like a Beis HaKiseh that had a very good janitorial service, and the second it's there, it gets cleaned up. But it's there. It doesn't disappear. The Beis HaKiseh Parsoi meant that it was never a collection of anything. It went straight out of the room. So Chazon Ish is Mesupik, and therefore the Chazon Ish says that you shouldn't say Kriya Shema there. He's Mesupik, it comes out L'chumra. Now, the fact that he says that, you know, there's a Kriya Shema there may not indicate anything about Ruach Ra. That's a Safek Deraisa. I mean, it could be doesn't show us anything about the Ruach Ra. But there's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, and the Igros Moshe says that you should not wash your hand. He has the same suffix. He doesn't say pshat in the suffix, but l'chari that's pshat in the suffix. And he says, therefore, you should not wash your hands in a bathroom, even for a su'uda. Now, the question is, what does su'uda have anything to do with the bathroom? But basically, what he's saying is that since you make l'chari, what he means is since there could be this ruach ra there, therefore, what you gain by washing your hands for the su'uda, you're going to be left with the ruach ra. So therefore, you should not wash your hands inside the bathroom. That's
what you can do with us.
Now, it's a good thing we're giving this year now that we left Newland Gardens. I'm saying. Because the only sink we had was in the bathroom. But Moshe says, if you have to, you should take your hands out of the bathroom and while they're still wet, so that, because there's a halacha that while the hands are wet, it's like they're still in the cleansing of the netila, and it's somewhat shaykh to the netila still, so it's like the cleanliness and the netila happened outside, and the mela, it's good enough. What? Oh, so chayra, according to this, what he's saying is that even l'gabi ruach ra, it could be our bathrooms have it. So that would mean our bathrooms have it l'gabi going in and coming out, and that means our bathrooms would have it l'gabi washing your hands negavasar. What's it going to help to wash your hands negavasar? In the chanam, you'll have the rashba, and you'll have the rosh, but how are you going to get rid of the ruach ra? So I saw b'shem the daki tshuva.
You wash later
outside the bathroom. So I saw from the daki tshuva g'shmak ha'shtikl. It says the ruach ra of the bathroom is much less kal chomer than the ruach ra of the morning. The ruach ra of the bathroom has nothing to do with touching food, l'mashal. You're allowed to touch food. All these ruach ra is just a bad thing. But you're allowed to touch food. You're allowed to touch the openings in your body. And also, you only have to wash once to get rid of it. You don't have to wash three times to get rid of it. It's a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah. So he says, b'shem the darkei tshuva, that you could wash negavasa in the bathroom, and then when you come out, you only have to do one more in a tila, not three times. So you'll gain, keep that cool on your back pocket.
Going to,
the four, and you'll be right. Yeah. So the, this would be a shtickle issue, if you think about it. Now, I saw that in the Svarim, Reb Shlomo Zalman is more makel. In general,
what does the ruach ra of the bathroom affect? It doesn't affect davening, doesn't affect eating, it doesn't touch anything, it doesn't affect morning. So,
what it's not. It, what? Who cares? It's a rock rock. I'm saying. What? You're allowed to daven with it. You're allowed to touch food, but you have this rock rock on you. It's not a holy thing. Maybe Reb Chaim Kanievsky would tell you that if you write a sefer, it's not going to be a very good one. You know. What? No, I mean, it's saying you're not gonna.
You can learn.
No, because Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I said that because Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that when he sees certain svarim, he could tell that this guy's not makbid on certain inyanim of kedusha. So the svarim aren't as good as it could have been. So this guy wasn't makbid on Tfilas Ezra.
the mice that you shouldn't get up and stop running, you can kadama with it, but the much more common one is that. So what? I should make it a priority to go and wash outside of the bathroom.
What? No, so lechara, you're in a, I mean, it's according to this whole shtickle, you're not keeping on the old rachra. You got rid of the old rachra, you got a new one. And that new one is the much more kal one. So in a chami, now on this one also, by the way, they want to say that if you really want, first of all, Shlomo Zalman is mekel. He basically says it's not a big deal. Our bathrooms are not really as bad. And he says that, but to be honest, all the shittas, really you could just keep your hands wet and dry it outside. And then you have really everybody, because Ramesha said you could get away with that. Shlomo Zalman is more mekel. And we have a chasafik of the chazanish, the gavad deraisa, but we don't know that it's for
what
sure
about
that he.
The bathrooms in the plane where it's still there. Right, it's just held in.
It's not in that room.
It's not in that room.
Right, still.
In your house, it's in your septic.
It's like going down that's
going down the chute.
There's
no difference. Right. So you
wash
in the bathroom, just
wash. You have no choice. Everyone, stand outside. Yeah, everyone says basically that if you have no choice, then that's what you should do. Now, by the way. So one second. So Lamaisa, the Chazanish writes that a Beis HaKiseh, which is only used like as a urinal, it does not have a toilet in it. It's only a urinal. It's not a Beis HaKiseh. It does not have a din of a Beis HaKiseh. You could say Kriyash Mader Lechatchila.
Right here.
Right. So it come out that this room here, no shayla at all. It's a separate room. Even the room over there in the men's bathroom, the stalls are a separate door. It's like Fort Knox to get in there, and the place with the sink. Oh, there's a urinal there, so it's not a Beis HaKiseh. So there, you would be allowed to wash your hands like chatchila to get rid of ruach ra and everything.
You could say
Ashiyot, and you could say Ashiyot in there. You could sell the plaque. Who wants Ashiyot?
We need a new plaque.
A new plaque in the bathroom. No, you should no. You can't put the plaque in the bathroom because Lamaisa Chazanish says that since the bathroom opens, so what happens is that the inside of the door is part of the Beis HaKiseh. So you're bringing the inside of the door, which is part of the Beis HaKiseh, into that place. So while the door is open, then if the door would open in, it wouldn't be a problem, right?
One of the doors does open.
Right. So whatever. So anyway, but Lamaisa the no, sir. Reb Sheinberg, I was there one time, and Reb Sheinberg walked in his talis and tefillin and everything. But that was only. I don't think there was toilet there. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So Lamaisa comes out that if a person is going into their bathroom, even to get something, to go get a towel, let's say you have your, Rabbi, if I don't say this over, Avi Wachshel's going to have my head. So the Kushik lover, the Kushik lover, the Eretz Tzvi, has a shaila about why do people have medicine cabinets in the bathroom? Because the medicine is getting full of ruach ra. You don't store things in a place as ruach ra. So this is the whole shaila. Our bathrooms are flush. This is the whole issue. And
it's the same concept. I can take a sink from there, just cover it over, it's in my pocket, right? Triple covered, even to throw half of the shots are caught, it's in the back. So the medicine's covered over. It's triple, you know.
I would have thought that way also, right? In a
chenamer.
Taking them in the bathroom and whatever.
Inside the cabinet that's closed.
Right.
So where do you take the medicine?
There's a rock raw in there, according to a lot of shit. So Zalman is making all these rock raw on my shit. So,
no, you can take the medicine out, but you should always say.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you should. I'm not sure about this whole thing, and I'm just bringing it up.
Suddenly you take a couple of aspirin, you take it out with you. Take the whole container, I'll open up the table, pull
it
out.
No,
have a nice day.
Anyway, say it. Okay,
shkoyach.
Morning, Brooke says that.